Dear future historians, I am writing to you to help you understand what life is like now that we are all staying home to help slow the spread of COVID-19. Usually, kids like me would be going to school while adults are going to work, but now most of us are at home. Imagine this, you are not allowed to leave your house. If you go to the store, you are forced to wear a mask. You are not able to smell all of the delicious smells at restaurants, and you can only get takeout. All this because of COVID-19. The virus started in Wuhan, China. The laboratory that the scientists were testing in had an outbreak, which was about one block away from the local supermarket. The orders to stay at home and school closures have caused me to go to online learning, and I am not allowed to see my best friends. The stay-at-home has caused my sisters to work from home. My mother still goes to work, but the outbreak has caused her to wear a mask all day and to be stuck behind a glass barrier. My life has become dull and boring, but also kind of scary. Boring because you can't leave the house to go anywhere. All the movies and pools are closed, so I'm stuck trying to stay entertained. Scary because the people on the news have been saying thousands of people across the world have died from COVID-19. Due to COVID-19, my family has been going to Sam's Club and buying groceries to cover about a month's worth of stuff before it all goes out of stock. It has affected my family by staying home and not being able to go to work. On the weekends, we try to keep ourselves entertained by cleaning and having more game nights and movie nights as well. The effects of COVID-19 has had on my community includes everyone staying home and goes outside at their own risk. It has affected my community by closing down the park and by putting caution tape around the park. Also, if the residents don't have their own washer and dryer, they are forced to use the laundromat here at their own risk, and it is not safe for them. As a state, Colorado went under an emergency state lockdown, says the news. Also, the people who are essential have to stay working for us, such as the mailman, cops, doctors, and other people. The state has also reduced traveling. The effects of this virus on our country is people can travel a lot less than normally. Certain people from certain places out of our country cannot travel into the United States of America. Also, the economy is going down because businesses are closing and not making money. When people look back on this pandemic as a mark in history, they need to know that times can be rough, but we can get through it together. People should also know that the year 2020 was very bad for all of us. Everyone needs to know to always keep their hands clean and stay home when you are sick. Sincerely, Annika D. Gomez.